Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Savannah Bananas have done it again. The wildly popular traveling baseball show took Clemson, South Carolina by storm over the weekend, selling out Death Valley.
Yeah.
Which means they sold more than 81,000 tickets. As they played again, the Party Animals.
One of my biggest regrets in the world of Dana goes and sees fun things and does fun things, is that I had the opportunity to go see them when they were in Kansas City like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Sort of like they were really popular, I think regionally maybe, or people like down south knew who they were. Someone said to me, will you come into our suite and watch the Savannah Bananas are in town? And I just had other stuff going on. Not super like critical stuff, but I had other stuff. Yeah. And I was like, you know, I might have to take a pass on this one. I had no idea how funny this was, how entertaining they are. If you guys have not seen the video of these baseball players doing the full rendition of Now I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing, including the lift on the baseball field, it is the funniest thing you've ever seen. They literally do the entire Dirty Dancing dance, yes, at the end.
There's an, I believe it's on Netflix. There's a series on Netflix, and I can't remember the name of it.
Leslie Stahl just interviewed them on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, they're huge.
I was like, oh, I got something else going on tonight. I'm like, why did I not go to that?
Yes, and so when I was in the clink, we watched the series on the Savannah Bananas. And so when they do the tryouts, based on your personality, they determine whether you're a party animal or a banana.
Yeah.
And so some guys end up on the party. I mean, it's the same crew, right?
Yeah.
They all travel together. It's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters would always play the Generals.
Yep.
And it was the same team that they would play every night. And they all worked out their skits together. And, yeah, and it's just fun. And the guy who bought the team, and he's part of the act, he bought them for just pennies on the dollar. It was just some a minor league baseball team,
yeah,
in Savannah, Georgia. And he decided there's got to be more to baseball than just going around the Southeast.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, we won 7-5 tonight. Oh, we lost 5-1 tonight.
Because Major League Baseball has that market cornered, right?
Right. And when you go watch a minor league baseball team, no offense to the Kansas City Monarchs, you're getting real baseball, but it's just not the same quality that you would get if you were out at Kauffman Stadium. You're getting a minor league team.
Sure.
And that's what it is. So the guy who bought the Savannah Bananas, which, by the way, is the greatest name of a team I've ever heard, decided we're going to change the way baseball is done. And they've got different rules. I can't remember the rules.
Well, clearly when they're busting out doing the Dirty Dancing moves, they have different rules.
Right, but I know, but there's like a strike ball rule, a pop. Like, I think if you pop up three times, you're out.
It's also very fan-
Oh, horribly fan-oriented.
Fan-oriented.
Mm-hmm. Everything is about the fans.
Yeah.
And they know that, and they're smart, because they know who buys the tickets. And it's obviously the fans.
It's become a hot ticket now. It is a hot ticket.
They sold out the Clemson Death Valley Stadium.
1,000 people. That's crazy.
81,000 people went to go watch a exhibition parody baseball game.
Yeah.
They also sold out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium the week before.
God, that's crazy.
65,000 people. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. There is a series on them. I can't remember if it's on Netflix or what it's on.
Oh, I'll go watch it.
A former Disney employee who hacked into the company's servers has been sentenced to 3 years in prison, according to authorities.
That's a no-no.
Michael Schur was fired from Disney last June for misconduct. Schur's job in Florida was to create and publish the menus for Disney's restaurants. Mm-hmm. According to officials, Schur hacked into Disney's menu creation servers multiple times and manipulated the menus.
Wow.
Some of the changes included the change to prices. He also added some flowery language to the menus at Disney. Here's the part, though. I know. That part is funny.
Oh, come on. It's funny.
Here's the part I don't like.
Okay.
And this is where he's in big trouble. He also reportedly altered the allergen information.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that. That could kill somebody.
On the menus to indicate that some items were safe for customers with certain allergies when they clearly were not.
Huh.
He also altered information on the menus related to wine regions to reflect locations of recent mass shootings.
Oh, good God.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.